case, please.
Case number 10,095, Delaware Coastal Business LLC, south of Route 1, 634 feet north of Road 283. They're seeking a variance from the maximum square footage requirement for a sign. They're seeking 150 square foot variance. Are you here tonight?
Yes.
Well, please come forward here and be sworn in. Everyone that's going to want to speak, would you please come forward now to be sworn in?
State your name and address for the record.
Pat Quillen, Quillen Signs, Lincoln, Delaware.
Full address.
11407 Vitamin Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
Okay, and do you swear the testimony you're about to give shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Okay.
Okay. Good evening, sir.
Good evening.
Could you explain to the board your request for this ground? Is it a ground sign, 150 square foot?
Yes, sir. We have presently the property has two signs on it. It is a property that has been combined. It now has two signs that are capable of carrying the 150 square foot limit. What we want to do, just common sense to us, that for clutter purposes and for clarification, to combine the two on the property and make one sign out of it. Mm-hmm. Therefore, we will put in a variance for a 300 square foot sign. We will abide by all the codes. There will be no line of sight infractions or any infractions whatsoever. We will abide with all the normal procedures.
All the setbacks should be
able to
meet those. Okay.
What will be displayed in your LED readout?
It would have to do with things pertaining to the shopping center itself.
Not time and temperature?
No.
Has the ordinance changed?
I was going to talk to him, John, right now about it. You know that we have the ordinance now that forbids any LEDs, okay? And that's subject to throughout the county. We do have a ordinance that's being written to address that.
Right.
County Council has not seen that ordinance yet, okay? It's in the hands of the attorneys. So what that means is if you put that up, you're in violation of the county code 115. Okay?
Like
so
all the rest
once you
of
put
them.
It up, you will receive a violation for that as it stands as of today. Now, everyone that has what you see throughout the county that has an LED up has received a violation. They are in violation of the county code. Chapter 115.
Well, I feel sure that the owners would comply with whatever the ordinance says. If it's allowed time and temperature, I'm sure that's what they would use it for.
I can't answer any other questions than just the statement I just made, because that's going to be up to County Council to make the decision on what that will be. I've given them choices, but
time and temperature, according to the ordinance, is allowed.
Is allowed.
Correct. That's allowed right now.
Okay.
Yeah, so it is allowed.
So
you're
looking for advertisement on there. You're looking for...
I restate that we will comply with all the ordinances and all the...
As it stands right now.
As it stands right now.
If you want to put any advertisement on there at all, as you've seen throughout
the
coastal highway,
the ordinance goes in effect.
Advertising your business or anything like that.
But it does say
it would be there. I believe
right.
I've seen that. Is it Verizon or something? Is
right.
the telephone that's there?
Right. Yes.
They're advertising more than just temperature and
right.
That's
right.
what I'm referring to.
Okay.
All right. So that what I'm saying is you can't take that and transfer it over to prove to this.
Okay, I see what you're saying.
Without being in violation.
Right.
Okay.
Time
and temperature is the only thing you're allowed right at this moment.
And I'm sure that the owners would comply 100% with that.
Okay.
Until whatever's been established. If they establish some other criteria for that, then they would abide by that.
But I want you to know that it's in the works. It is being addressed. It will be addressed by County Council. Okay.
Is this... The Verizon is also on the same parcel, or is it on
yes.
the adjacent parcel?
No, it will be in the new shopping center.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah.
And it will make it, like you said, the cluster to make it to one, which would be good. To take
right.
all
and to clarify it a little further, a lot of the shopping centers up and down Route 1, as you know, are built parallel to the highway. This one is going to be perpendicular. So we have a kind of a strange situation, as if you coming from Rehoboth, you're not going to see anything but the end building. If you're looking for a business, this will make it a lot more clear. If you're coming from Five Points heading toward Rehoboth, you do have a little shot depending on the traffic. But with the sign out there being clarified, I think you'll have a lot less, quote-unquote, rubbernecking trying to see what's in there. Mm-hmm. So that's one of the reasons we're combining and making it one sign to make it a lot easier read and the business is being stated there.
Right.
Okay.
And that'll be 300 square feet on each side?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Chairman, we do have other variances that have appeared there, second wall signs. Most of them are second wall signs in that area.
Okay.
And across the street.
We've had them there also?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman? Mr. Hudson?
No.
Mr. Mills?
No.
Okay, hearing no further questions. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? There's two. Okay, let the record show. Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I think because of the uniqueness of the property and its use, as well as the character of the essential character of the neighborhood, and be a minimum to afford relief with so many businesses, I make a motion that we would approve case number 10,095 with the stipulation that the LED portion only show time and temperature.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
We have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. McCabe that we approve case number 10,095 with the stipulation that the LED be lit for time and temperature only. Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Case is approved.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes, sir.
Case number